18 years after its last album, the hip-hop group A Tribe Called Quest has released a new one, and the group now says it will be their last. Just as they were finishing the record earlier this year, founding member Fife Dawg died of complications from diabetes. He was 45. The new album is called We Got It From Here. Thank you for your service. Reviewer Oliver Wang says it feels like an act of catharsis.
I want to deal with a bigger insult, man.
When Tribe announced its new album just a few months ago, followers of the group reacted with surprise, elation, and just a touch of apprehension. After all, in the world of pop, 2 decades is an eternity. Plus, hip-hop artists don't have the best track record when it comes to late-career releases.
You gotta get it together for brothers. Gotta get it together for sisters.
But we needn't have worried.
Sitting wonder sometimes, I read the paper every day. All these happenings are secular, just happen different ways. And the president's refining her wings, she's confined with about 30 Percocets and 5 bottles of wine. Carolina, nothing finer than a black woman who climbs to the top of the state building, claiming that their flag is mine now.
The album pulls off a tricky balance. It delivers a vintage experience of Tribe, musically festive and socially feisty, without sounding like a pandering throwback to the group's glory days of the early 1990s. We Got It From Here doesn't feel either old or contemporary. It mostly just feels like a Tribe Called Quest album. And more than anything, that's what fans have craved these past 2 decades.
Man, picture a PD letting good records play. On the strength of what it is, not the finesse of your biz. And your lady calls you dirty, her dirt's under rugs. You'll find out only if she tells you take her kiss and her cuz. And the answer for cancer in a prodigious kid's mind. Yes, the government will fund learning is free for everyone. And from that lie, young leaders will rise in the eyes of despair and adversity. In some universes, this will be true. Everybody running when they see the storms coming. But whatever's gonna be.
Q-Tip's slippery grace with his uniquely nasal flow is still as mesmerizing as ever, and the album invites aboard such old friends as rappers Busta Rhymes and Consequence, plus long-absent founding member Jarobi. But with his recent passing, Fife becomes the centerpiece.
Now who won it with the Trini Gladiator? Mid finger to you haters, you brothers not innovators. I take zero for granted, I honors my gift. Champion pen game, plus I'm freestyle equipped. You clowns be bum sauce, speak my name is curtains.
Surprisingly, hearing his pugilistic presence again didn't remind me that Fife is gone, so much as reinforced how alive he was.
How do you touch mic with flows uncertain? Spit game dry, boy, that flow ain't working. Folks throwing items, them vex I'm cursing.
The musicians have said they were paying close attention to the election while recording the album. And it's no coincidence that We Got It From Here ends with a song called The Donald. It's not about our new president-elect, though, but a dedication to Fife, who reclaims the D word for himself.
Donald Fife, dog legend, you can call me Don Juice.
And by extension, for the rest of us.
Who wants more? Ha ha, well here are. Orthodox spitter or ring on a southpaw. No doubt, I'ma set it. Dudes best be ready off top. On the spot, no reading from your whack. Leave the iPhones home. Skill sets must be shown. I'ma show you the real meaning of the danger zone.
A Tribe Called Quest gave us the best of themselves a generation ago. They didn't owe us this one last album. Yet here it is, a parting gift right when we needed it the most.
Our reviewer, Oliver Wang, is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and author of the book Legions of Bloom.